Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to move your own out.
And now it is to go to
5. Roger, time.
3.
Good enough.
2. 1.
Engage.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Raj Grooves, only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Bone
with also
Fantasy
the Black
Radio.
Reporter.
It didn't even say LaCroix Arts.
Well, it does say Crush Grooves, but also with Black Reporter. I'm also here. But, we got
I didn't even introduce myself. How do you introduce yourself before I introduce myself?
I'm sorry.
I didn't even get a chance to introduce myself.
I'm sorry.
Okay, like I was going to say, welcome to Crush Grooves with your host, the Crush Heart, and
the one and only Black Reporter.
Here we go.
Once again, I was getting ready to say, of course, we've got the heavy-duty can of Lysol around because while I'm feeling better, Crush is steadily hitting on a downward trend, and we're trying to get her better and everything. So, but you know, the Lysol, the baby wipes, and you know, getting
all
you know, keeping the studio clean and everything. So.
That's right. You know, wearing the mask and all that. Like, we got full flown. Right now, I don't know if y'all can tell, but my voice is hoarse or harsh, I should say. It ain't cute. It ain't cute at all. But I do want to welcome you to the Boom Boom Room.
And as always, as we always say, the show must go on.
Right, the show must go on. Welcome to the Boom Boom Room. We welcome all our listeners and friends and fans and followers out there to share their wild, naughty sescapades right now just by calling 805-830-8320 throughout the show. And press that number 1 if you want to share your stories. And, you know, we got an awesome playlist for you. Tonight, you know, we're doing R&B, you know, classic soul, you know, just some nice smooth music for y'all going down tonight on Crush Groove.
Crush. Before we get started, can I share a joke?
Sure.
And I promise you, you will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. A couple has this home out in the wilderness. The closest thing that's to them is a prison. And a prisoner breaks out of the prison and breaks into this couple's home to see if there are any guns and slash or money that they could have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he breaks into this couple's house, finds the couple in bed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
As they're in bed and everything, he takes the man and ties him to a chair and ties the woman to the bed, spread eagle. And, you know, he ties the man to a chair and the man's looking at the escaped prisoner and about to rape his wife. He yells across the room to her, says, "Honey, do whatever he says. You know, I want you to live. I don't want him to kill you because you know it's been years since he's had any. So I want you to be free." And of course, the man snuggles up against the woman and everything, and then the man disappears and goes in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When the man is in the bathroom, the woman says, honey, I prepare myself because while he was snuggling me up against me, he was saying that while I had a wonderful body and everything, he is straight up gay. And he says that you are a wonderful looking man. And he hasn't had anybody in 7 years, so he wants to come back and rape you. So I'll pray for you, baby.
That's the kind of stuff that tickles your funny bone. Again, folks, this is the Boom Boom Room with Crush and Black Reporter on Crush Groove. You can share your naughty, wild, sexy stories, any topic, nothing holds barred. Call the number again, 805-830-8320. Press that number 1. We'll let you on air to share your story. Right now, we're going to get into some music. We're going to get into some music, Black Reporter.
Music?
Music. We got the spoken word for you and all that good stuff. We'll do that. Right now, I got some spoken word for you.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me, my shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets. I love to look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles, to the sway of her thighs defined.
Touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted, and damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream
come to me.
Makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait. Any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth and watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
She,
the woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady.
So
my queen and my light who stays at my side,
my
never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon, and hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love, and our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
I love
her with all that is in me.
I love
the bus on, but I've been shot by you.
Thank you. It's a DJ double play.
Time will bring the veil and the body around. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no residual. We'll feel less within you. Today you won't remember me. Your face will be the reason I smile, but I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. Oh, you played me dirty. You came up so fast. Toy with my affliction. Had to fill out my prescription. Found the way I'ma be. I had to set you free.
Boom, boom, room, double play.
Yeah, that
Marsh,
was,
is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, okay. I heard the sound in the background.
Oh, yeah, that was a double play request from Nancy, Niecy, and Mika out
Ooh.
Of CSS Care.
And this is a perfect night for it because, as most of the country has realized, and even us here in the South, winter has finally arrived for just
mm-hmm.
not all of us. You know, if you ain't with somebody, hopefully you got something warm, keep you warm and everything tonight. Before that, we heard music from an excellent artist that I surely thought should have had a new record out by now. One Miss Anita Baker. And, you know, Sweet Love. Before that, we heard a couple
Mama
of... Pardon me?
Mama Beyonce.
Oh, Beyonce. I forgot about that.
Yeah, One Plus One. Right, New Mommy Beyonce. And before that, we had a spoken word artist, Betsy Hughes, with I Love Her.
Which, if you ask me, I think was our most popular requested song last year.
Right.
That spoken word piece.
Right.
I Love Her.
I Love Her.
Everybody loves that song.
Too. Right.
I keep saying song, and I gotta break myself of doing that. Everybody loved that piece. Everybody.
Once again, folks, 805-830-8320. Apologize for sounding like a man.
Hey.
But tis the season. Tis the season. Got a cold. Right now, we're gonna bring in the 225 Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the one,
Lady C.
The only, Lady C. You know what's up, Lady C? Welcome to the Boom Boom Room, Lady C.
Huh?
Welcome to the Boom Boom Room.
Oh, yeah. I need a total partner.
Don't start.
Right.
Don't start, because I can say things, you know.
Like what? Speak up.
You bad. You bold.
No. I spoke too much. I spoke too much last week, as a matter of fact.
Sorry, y'all. Tonight we're going to ask the question... what's your boom boom story? Right now, do you remember your first time? That's the question we want to know. We want to know what is the story that you're going to tell everybody, your kids, of your first time. That's what we want you to do. You can share your story in the boom boom shrimp, the blah blah, the boom boom room or crush room. 805-830-8320. I see you 347-627. Don't think I don't see you. I see you. I'm just waiting for you to press that one. So, ladies first. Lady C, do you remember your first time?
Yes, I do.
And you want to share with us? We're coming to you, Black Reporter.
I heard you last quarter.
Shut up.
I was 14 and 17.
Okay.
And I bought my 10-speed bike, and I ran into him, and he talked me into coming over to his house. And we snuck in the back door, and he slept into his bedroom. And
like,
if I knew what I know now, I would have been able to say, is that it? Yeah, I didn't know. The first time, I was so nervous. What do we do for sure? You know,
right.
We always hear about it. And he was one of he was a 9-1.
Yeah.
He was so cute and so popular. And the fact that he talked to me was like, wow, you're my girlfriend. Yay! Okay, whatever. And I end up giving it to him.
Oh, wow.
We talked for maybe a month after that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but yeah, I remember his name too. James Harris.
Okay. I remember my first time. It went something like this. I was in Savannah, Georgia, and I was 13, and he was 16. And he was outside playing, and I caught him doing something that he wasn't supposed to be doing. And, you know, he was like, you know, you better not tell nobody, da-da-da. I'm like, whatever, I'm telling. You know, I ran back to the house. He ran after me, and nobody was home. He started it turned into me flirting, you know. That's why I'm a super fucking flirt. It turned into me flirting. Very young, bro. Very young. But, you know, it turned into us just flirting, playing. Like, he grabbed me, like, let me go, you know. But I didn't really want him to let me go type situation. And we ended up going into the den. Like I said, nobody was home. So we went into the den, threw me on the couch. I'm like, whatever, you know. And he's like, you know you like it. You know, back and forth like that. And he pulled up my skirt, pulled down my panties. And it hurt. That's all I remember.
Yeah.
It's hurting. So I'm sitting up there, my face buried into the couch. And lo and behold, somebody opens up the door.
Ooh.
He walks in. And it was my cousin. And she looking. And like I said, my face is buried. I looked at her. She looked at me. Her face got real big. Oh, I'm telling. She runs outside. She goes, she tells. I'm sitting up there fixing up my clothes, right? And I run after her, like, nah, she lying. Lying out the whole thing. He goes out through the back door. Basically, I was pulled into the bathroom, and I was told to lift my skirt. When I did not know this, I lifted my skirt, and my panties were red, and I got a beat in. That's my
damn
horrible first time story. I got a beat in, and I got caught. Damn.
But that first time, that was truly memorable, huh?
Right. You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled up my skirt and it's blood. You know, we wasn't thinking that far ahead. All I know was it was painful. That's what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Pain.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Black Reporter. It's your turn.
Well, with me, you know how back in the day you used to say, as we would do sofa duty. You go to your girlfriend's house on a Sunday, and you did sofa duty, and whatever they were watching on Sunday, and it wasn't football season. It was too warm for football season, so I'm trying to remember what was on TV. And actually, I think her grandmother and her mama was on the porch what used to be called drumming. In other words, falling in and out of sleep. And I suppose asked her if I could have some water.
Okay.
And she had told me, ask for some water, so we could go back to the kitchen. So we went back to the kitchen, was all the way at the back of the house. And went back in the kitchen and up against the sink. And, oh, we went like rabbits. We got me here hard and heavy. And then, all of a sudden, I saw something which freaked the shit out of me.
Ew.
And, yeah. And she was bleeding. And she just blew it off and said, look, I'm just on my period. And she said, ew. I said, excuse me? You can tell me this now? I started freaking out. I'm wondering what the hell did I do and everything else. Did I do something wrong? And she said, nah, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just me, you know. And lo and behold, I think I mentioned this before. The girl broke up with me about 3 weeks afterwards. Okay. Her name's, I know her name to this day. Her name is Carolyn. Matter of fact, I saw her about maybe 10 years ago. We supposedly had a baby from that. But, and that, you see, she grew up in a small town where, you know, word was like wildfire. You know, this one told that one told that one, and it, I mean, it spread a whole, you know, I mean, Lady C can tell you how it is out there in the country and everything, where, you know, word gets out there in the country and they start talking about each other and everything, so. But I swore up and down, oh, no, no, that's not my child, and, you know, everybody was calling me and saying, Francis, they said, that girl said that's your child. And she said, supposedly it looked like you. And I said, no, it's not mine. And I said, you know, I'd be more than happy to get, you know. And of course, the girl turned around and said, Francis, that's not your child.
Mm.
You know. So I said, okay, all right, thank you. So right now, that so called child is now, should be around 30 something. You know.
Mm.
Anyway.
Huh? But what if it was really your child? Black
Porter. Right. It didn't have DNA tested back then, did it?
No.
That was 1977. Nope. They didn't have it back then.
They didn't have Dana back then.
Nope.
They had Maury back then. Oh, you can take
it. No, they didn't have Maury.
You know, if you had somebody else believe that's the daddy all this time, that would really
yeah.
be.
That would be a good Maury show. You'd be the last, you'd be the star topic. Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
34 years?
They didn't have Maury back then.
Well, they have Maury now, so you could go. Get up here. Oh.
Well, the thing is, And the thing is, it's not like I haven't tried, because I told her time and time again, look, if that child is mine, let me know. I'll do whatever I have to do, you know. And she kept saying no, even years after the child has grown up and everything. Matter of fact, when we saw each other 10 years ago, I said, you know, look, we're adults now, and we're old folks now. Be honest with me, is that child mine? And she said, no. Yeah, of course not.
Some lies you die with.
Huh?
I say some lies you take to the grave because of what the ramifications could be.
Yeah.
Because
you
of what?
Yeah. The dad.
Right. So, Black Reporter, you bring it
yes,
down the
ma'am.
Show. He's bringing
hey.
On the show. To bring in light to the show, I just want to do a flashback, Black Reporter. Just a flashback, please. Let me do this flashback with you. I can do this flashback?
Okay.
All right. Tell me if you remember this, Black Reporter.
On the ground, pants, 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 pants on the ground. Giddy up, giddy up.
Actually, not really.
You really?
What is that supposed to be? Oh, okay. I finally hear it.
How do you want to deny it, Blacker Boy?
No. That's a different version.
Oh, you want the original version?
Yeah.
Pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground with the gold.
And of course, you're prepared with your original.
Call yourself a cool cat, looking like a fool, walking downtown with your pants on the ground. Get it up.
Of course, you put up the original.
Hey,
General Larry Pratt.
Right, we're talking about Boom Boomin', and folks, this was Black Reporter's theme song. Every time Black Reporter did something like cut us off or took us to left field, we would put pants on the ground. We were talking about some topic. And Black Reporter said something about being behind the girl. And I just got a vision in my head with Black Reporter's pants on the ankles. He had a set of keys on his belt. No, you hear it jiggling. And he had beads.
You are wrong, Craig.
Coming down his face. And he holds on for dear life. And he just...
I hope you stay sick.
He's just getting it. I just see him hold on to this big booty girl around her waist. And he holds on for dear life and just pumping away. And he got his eyes... He's staring at one spot. And the beads of sweat... Oh, man.
You are a trip.
I had to do it, and that's where pants on the ground came from, folks. However, we can't use pants on the ground no more. We totally wasn't going to taunt him no more with it. He got his little haircut and stuff like that. He had to get a haircut and all that and send pictures and stuff. It was funny. I just wanted to go down memory lane real quick. I came across the
Yeah, only because I know you don't have it handy. But then you also need to pull out my other song.
What's that? Stroking?
Shut up. I just didn't think he would have it that quick.
You did what? Have your theme song?
Oh, shut up.
That's not telling me to shut up. Like, we're going to fight. What do you mean?
In other words, what kind of host would you be if you didn't have both of those hands, right?
I know y'all don't mind.
I got it.
I know you got it.
Okay. Power the World Wide Web. All right, folks. enough for going down memory lane. We're going to go back into the music. Once again, you're listening to the Boom Boom Room, Fresh Grooves on Fantasy Radio, Blog Talk Radio. We got a lot of names right now. 805-830-8320. Call in. Join the conversation. Hold up. This person is making me nervous. I want to know who they are. They're making me nervous. 347-627. Who are you?
You know who I am.
Oh.
Why are you getting nervous?
Because I didn't know who you was.
Who you thought it was?
I thought it was a dude that called last Tuesday. I was like, I know the number. Oh, my goodness. What's up, Pastor Britt?
What's going on, everyone? How's everybody doing?
I was about to say that had better be Pastor Brick.
He wasn't about to say that.
In the flesh. I know you missed me.
Missed you.
You know you what?
I hear y'all talk about first times, and I heard Black Reporter's tragic tale. I mean, do you ever have happy years,
oh
Black Reporter?
He got a Maury moment.
Happy New Year to you, darling. I'm like, do you ever have a good moment where it's just fun? Everything got to turn into, you know, when real life stepped in, you know, is that my child? Come on. God.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you don't turn it into Maury all serious. I'm like, okay, that's a buzz killer. You know, the crushes was all fun. She running in the house, acting silly. And, you know, I mean, everybody had a fun story. Here you go.
got a Maury moment. Oh, man.
Exactly.
I was going to leave it alone.
But you see, I'm also curious about your first time now, Brick.
Oh, Lord. It was ridiculous. My first time was really ridiculous. It was like a lot of things going on at one time. You know, it's like, it was almost like a damn, I don't know, Benny Hill show or some shit. It was like crazy. It was just, okay, long story short, I was dating a guy. This guy was like the leader of this like bad pack of guys. You know, when you date the leader of the pack, you know, if you're the pack leader's girl, you got to have a certain type of status, you know, because you're dating the leader of the pack. So you can't be no virgin dating the leader of the pack. Come on. You know, that's ridiculous.
Uh-oh.
Especially with all the girls are trying to get with the leader so they can be with the leader of the pack. So it's like you either got to, it's like kicking a mountain. You got to hold your own or else other people will come for your territory. So I figured, okay, I have, like, no choice. I have to sleep with this guy. Not that I wanted to, but that I have to. So we go in his room. Now everybody's downstairs playing the game. And he lived in this, like, rickety old house with his grandmother. And his grandmother was in the hospital at the time or whatever. And he had the whole house. People was playing games on the first floor. Somebody was in the other bedroom having sex. It was just like a whole bunch of stuff going on in the house.
Sound like a
hoochie
party.
And
yeah,
we
exactly.
It
sound like a hoochie party. I just caught a flashback.
All teenagers, you know. And I'm saying to myself, dang, I remember he had this cat. And that's the thing that stands out the most. He had this cat. And for some reason, he never fed this damn cat. The cat was starving. So I just remember laying on this old dirty mattress in some old tore-up room, and he's on top. Now, he's huge, and I'm like, oh, my God, I felt like I was going to die. Felt like I was being split in half. And all I remember was laying on this bed looking upside down and seeing this cat. And it was like where his bedroom was, he had to go by the kitchen to get to the bedroom. The cat kept going in the kitchen and, like, trying, I guess the cat was starving. The only thing I remember is he got it in finally after all this pain, and he's on top of me, pumping. My head is, like, you know, wobbling back and forth. And I look up and I see the cat. The cat is, like, dragging a loaf of bread out the kitchen with his teeth.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, is the cat dragging a loaf of bread? I mean, the cat was like, it was a full loaf. The cat was like dragging with his teeth, backing up, trying to drag this loaf of bread out the kitchen. He saw it, picked up something, threw it at the cat while he's still on top of me. People are coming in the room like, oh, yo, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know you was in here. He ain't even stopping. I'm looking at the ceiling like, okay, this is just ridiculous. It was like horrible. And then after he finished, he got up, lit a Newport cigarette, got up butt naked with his old skinny black behind, walked to the bathroom and said, okay, when I come back, we're going to do it again. I was like, no, the hell we not. And I was just like, I'm going home. You know, he was just like scared. I was like, I'm going home. He went into the bathroom. I started putting on my clothes real quick. Like, I got to go home. And I remember breaking out the door, like, just bolting out the damn door, like, I got to get out of here. But my first time was horrible. It was horrible. This damn cat dragging his loaf of bread.
I am so sorry, Britt.
I was like, this is the worst. And after that, I ain't doing it again for a whole year. I said, man, if that's all sexist, forget it.
Shutting that off, when was the first time that you really, quote unquote, want to remember?
Oh, that I really enjoyed it, that I wanted to remember?
Yeah.
We're going to hold on that note. We're going to hold on that note.
Hold
gonna
on that
finish
note. Yeah,
yeah, let's hold on that note. Like, remember, this is
I have to really think about
show.
That one.
Right. That'll be it. That'll be a question. Right now, we're going to get into the music, and we're going to come back, and we're going to finish our talk in the Boom Boom Room on Crush Groove.
You are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio and the Boom Boom Room with the Crush Hearts on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. I know y'all don't mind when I get a little juggernauty. You know what? This might even be nasty, but this is just kind of the way I'm feeling. Nighttime maneuvers. I got her in the sweetest torture rack. Call me the freaky Lex Luger. And tonight, I'm on an in-her mission. There'll be no intermissions. Just a few deep breaths as we change positions. I sex her like a concert. She hits the high notes and I get to listen. I pay attention. And when I find that spot, I become the key to her orgasmic ignition. I pretzel her. She's a contortionist that can turn sex into an art exhibition while trying to suck me into submission. Baby girl, don't play. I stretch her, flex her, sex her like a pornographic Cirque du Soleil. Now she know I like that nasty shit. I call her Kentucky Derby because of the way she rides dick. She loves the nighttime maneuvers. Begs me to play rough. Her badge of honor are her bruises. She's enthused with my masculinity and the way it causes her womanly oozes. She meets me in nondescript places so we can exchange fuck faces. And if the cops found out what we do, we'd both catch cases. She don't need special places. She ain't about embraces. She's about leather and laces. High heels, harnesses, and braces. A good orgasm and the stress it erases. She earthquake shakes, splinters bedposts and shatters faces. She calls me a black motherfucker and she ain't a racist. I can't get complacent. She makes sure I stay up on it. She put baby oil on the shower curtain, lay it on the bed. Then we slip and slide through this night ride. Leave hickeys on her right thigh that bring tears of ecstasy to her right eye. Off the white merlins, she will turn the bed sheets into oceans. Dividing her thighs gives me this quotient. The emotion of our motion creates commotion. I give her orgasm spasms, the most beautifulest convulsions. Our intense compulsion leaves us in a state of emotion. See, we're mixed together, but not quite. And we'll be at this all night. The way that I do her, the way that I do her must move her. But I guess that's what this all about, right? Nighttime maneuvers.
Welcome back. Welcome back right there. Oh, that was J.G. Juggernaut, spoken word artist. Got an album out right now. Got a couple albums out right now. More information will be on phonefantasyradio.com. Before that, we had Tracy Spencer, Tender Kisses. And we had Anything featuring Next with Jaheim. You're listening to the Boom Boom Room with Fresh Grooves. It's till 7 p.m. Eastern, 9:07 Central, and 7:08 Western. Western. Pacific, right?
Wait, what are you cracking up about now?
Nothing, no more.
No more.
As we was talking about our first time, I just wanted to keep it on the same flow and share some more stories. Do you remember the first time you gave or received oral sex? If you want to share your story with us, you can call in 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press the number one, and we'll know that you got a story to share. Right now, we got Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on the line. We got Pastor Brick out of Brooklyn, New York, on the line.
What's
up? Post Black reporter from New Iberia, Louisiana. And who wants to go first? Well,
Black
everybody
reporter.
Knows my story. Black reporter.
Wait a minute.
Black reporter, you've been voted. We did a majority vote. You voted to go first. Tell us your first time.
No.
Yeah,
you outvoted.
What?
You're outvoted.
You voted.
You outvoted.
It's three ladies against
you
one
voted.
Man.
You first.
It's, yeah, we voted. You first. So give us the first time you gave or received oral sex.
Well,
and don't give us no sad story.
Exactly.
We just
okay.
Play. Go ahead.
To be honest with you, the first time that I gave, I know I wasn't that good because I didn't really learn the technique of oral until after I was married for several years. And my wife.
I'm getting to the good part. The first time. Yeah, you can't give us all that, the backstory.
The first time.
Okay. First time that I really, really knocked it out the park was...
No, don't give us that story.
No. The first time you licked it, the first time you ever took it and said la 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 la.
I didn't. I'll be the first to admit, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Right. Okay,
but how did she respond? What did you do?
Huh?
Did you lick her butt crack?
Did you like it?
No, I didn't. I didn't go that far. I mean, actually, I didn't necessarily see what her pleasure was in it at all because, and that's how I knew I was doing it wrong because, you know, it seemed like, you know, she was at the library reading. That's what kind of face I got, that drawn, you know, drawn out face that nothing happening, you know, and you know you were doing it wrong. You know, totally wrong. So.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this, Black Reporter. Let me interview you. Black Reporter, where were you?
Yes, ma'am.
Where were y'all?
It was a late one night after a football game.
Four.
And we, you know, behind the bleachers type thing. And I was. Yeah, I was one of the managers, so I had the keys to the training room. In the training room, there, you know, a cushioned bed and pillows and everything, so the athletes could lay down and have a little comfort and everything. So, and I caught myself trying to do the deed, and no, that wasn't working. That was the worst.
So did she ask you to do it? Or did you say,
yes.
Hey, let me lick it?
Yes, she did.
Did you stick it?
No.
It? Or
no.
Did you just perform?
No.
Okay.
Just,
all right,
just
moving
try
on.
To
moving
lick
on.
It.
Okay. Call okay.
Myself
moving
try
on.
To lick
all right. Going on, Brick. You still? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, all right, Brick.
Okay.
Your first time giving... Or receiving.
Okay, the first time, which was more memorable, was the actual receiving. Because, see, what I did was I discussed it. We discussed it before we went into it, which I think was
ooh.
The stupidest thing on earth. But we both discussed it previously and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Well, we're going to try it. Okay, we're going to try it. All right. So I guess, I don't know if he was nervous or what his deal was, but I know that he had a whole bunch of, like, I guess reading magazines and shit. He had strawberries, whipped cream, some kind of damn, you know, like a whole bunch of dessert shit, grapes, all this other stuff. And it's like, first of all,
he was getting ready to have lunch.
Exactly. I feel like, what are you doing? I think he took it literally to eat out. I thought he, like, man, put food up there. And eat the food out of me. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. And this is my child's father, by the way. Okay? I thought this was absolutely ridiculous. But the first time, it was horrible. It was like, what are you doing? And then he actually bit it. I said, I think, you're not supposed to literally eat his food. You know, it was really horrible. Okay? Now, that was the first time I actually got it. And I didn't worry. I said, that's what it is. I don't want no more. But then I found other lovers, and, you know, found out it was way better. But me actually giving it, I think I went down there and stayed down there for like about, first I was kind of apprehensive about putting it in my mouth. I was like, what if he pee in my mouth? And I had all sorts of, I was young. I was like, well, you know, what if he piss in my mouth or something? And then I kept saying, you know what, okay, let me just go ahead and just do it. So I shoved it in, lick, like, you know how you see in porno, simulated the neck bobbing up and down, thinking I was doing something. And then jumped off real quick. And then tried to, you know, move back up him. He pushing me back down like, no, please. Go ahead, keep going. And I was like, wait a minute. You gave me a whole salad down there, which I had to clean up. We had to stop to clean up before we could even proceed. That's how messy it got. And then when I went down on him, he wanted me to hurry up and do it again and come on, do it again. And that was good. And I guess he figured complimenting me would make me stay down there longer. But at first, I really didn't enjoy it. I mean, I thought it was just, but then I found out that it's because his spunk was nasty. But that's another story. But yeah, all didn't really work out for me the first time.
All right. Mine's real quick. I was 18, senior in high school. It was at the end of the year where, you know, all the classes is halfway done. I had met this guy. They called him Captain. His name was Wayne, but they call him Captain. And he's at home. He was a little, I think he was like, I was like 17, about, no, I was 18. And he had to be maybe like 19, 20 or something like that. And I went after school, after I finished my test, went to his house. And, you know, we had fun. We were talking, was playing. And, you know, he put on a porn. And we had handcuffs that night, and afternoon rather, and you know, he did it good. I got handcuffed and all that. I was having fun. So he sat down on his little bench press thingy, and I started sucking it. He kept going. So he said, stop. I was like, what? He said, you're using your teeth. I said, no, I'm not. Yes, you are. Stop. And I was like, all right. Let's do this again. Started doing it again. Pushing my forehead back. I'm like, what? He's like, stop. You're hurting me. Using your teeth. I said, no, I'm not. We're going back and forth like this. So like the fourth time, he said, if you do it again, I'm going to come in your eye. I said, you can't do that. So I continued. He did warn me. I continued. And he was about to come. And I raped it. It was this time, it was by accident. I really felt it this time. And hey, I pushed my head back, and he came, and sure enough, he got me dead in the eye.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
He got me dead in the eye. Full-fledged dead in the eye. And I'm freaking out. My eyes burning and all that. I'm running around. He laughing. So I go attack him, and I'm butt-naked. He runs outside. I don't think I run after him. So I got cum on my eye. I'm butt-necked in the backyard, and I get locked out there. Yeah.
Oh.
So that was my first time my first time giving head. And it was number one. My eye was all red and carrying on. And it was crazy.
Hell no.
It was crazy.
Lady C.
I don't do that no more. I don't use my teeth no more.
My first time, I was 16. It happened to be my ex-husband. He was more experienced than I was. And he went down, and I was sitting there, I'm like, is that what you do? He said, yeah. And I'm still laying there saying, but what are you doing?
Old No, you didn't go there.
Wait a minute. I kept telling him to wait. So it was like, okay, this is my turn. And the sad part was I ended up biting him. I bit him. No. He went too deep, and I stuck and I bit him. No. He hollered. And the sad part was at somebody else's house, sneaking and doing this, and he screamed.
Ow.
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 You know, how about deep throat? He that was deep throat error. He tried to deep throat. I've never done this before. What you going to deep throat somebody who don't know what they're doing?
Yeah, this is true.
Mm-mm-mm.
That was back when everybody wanted to book deep throat. Deep throat.
And the question is, how big was he?
Huh?
How big was he?
He was a nice size, actually.
Oh, yeah.
My nice size. Right. He was the biggest one I had at this time, so he had to be like a 9.5, almost 10. So it was really kind of hard. My jaw was hurting. My neck was hurting. The fuck?
See, when you ask the mind what it is you're supposed to do and receive, then it's like, wow, yeah, I've been missing. That's what I was missing.
All right, we got a caller from the 414. Let me see if I can bring them on right now. Here we go.
414-687.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello.
Wow.
Y'all going down. Y'all going down on Sunday.
Black Reporter, this is
not
PG.
Happen,
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah,
is this Renee or PG?
This is PG.
Right.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I thought that was Renee.
How dare you?
My apologies. My apologies.
Oh, man.
You need to go on a timeout corner.
Yeah.
Always.
I was just thinking about you, PG. We ain't talking. Matter of fact, PG, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All
right. Right. Happy New Year, people. This is PG from the Sidebar Show. So. Okay, what's all that in the background?
That ain't me.
No, it's me.
So, PG,
something I can't control.
Do you remember the first time?
No co-host on hold until I get off. Look, I'm a co-host while he have his technical difficulties now. What's good with you, Crush? You gonna meet me on Vodka Lane on Monday, right?
The who the what?
Get a sidebar, and I'll be hosting Vodka Lane. You know.
Okay. On Monday. You know my Facebook page? Post it up on Facebook.
You know, sidebars now on Twitter. Google Plus is everywhere.
Right. So, do you remember the time you gave or received oral sex, PG?
You know what? I was on Facebook and I seen what your topic was about. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call into Phone Fantasy Radio and see what's good. See what these weird things these people are going to say about giving to the season. So, PMG, I'm going to tell you about the time I received because that's what I enjoy doing. Receiving. So, you ready, Crunchy? I'm going to tell you.
Go
ahead. I was like 16, right? And my mom thought it was a nice idea for us to go out of town. So we all go out of town, go visit relatives in Illinois, whatever, whatnot. So somehow, somewhere, I stuck at this house with this one guy. And his girl apparently found his purse or whatever case have you. And somehow, somewhere, he decided he wanted to be the first one to taste platinum.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
uh-oh.
Hold up, what? Not finna happen. But it happened. And I'm like, okay, wait till I get home. Oh, my boyfriend's finna do this.
The joy of actually knowing what it's like.
Yeah, because, you know, luckily for me, he was an older guy, so he was more experienced. He had no problems like the Black Reporter had. So when I got home, all my boyfriends had to do it. I'm like, look, I was in Illinois. I learned some things. You finna do this. So shout out to that guy, Mo. Well, look, shout out to that guy, Mo, in Illinois.
Sounds great. All right, folks, you tune into the Boom Boom Room on Crush Grooves. And we playing R&B, spoken words, some classic soul, all that in between. We got PG from Milwaukee. We got Lady C from Baton Rouge. We got Pastor Brick from Brooklyn, New York. And you got my co-host, the one and only Black reporter from Louisiana. We're going to get back into the music because that's what we're here to do. If you want to join the conversation, just simply dial 805-830-8320. That's what it's about.
Too young for grown and sexy, too mature for pretty boy swag, then you've come to the right place for smooth R&B and today's hottest hip hop.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Oh,
lights and light some candles instead. Oh yeah, I can hear your body calling, baby.
Eric Moore, and right now I'm checking out Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the super fluffy flirts, Mr. Crush Hearts. Get with her, you heard?
Yeah, we gonna turn the lights off in the booth for this one. Yo, you know how sometimes you wake up, man, and you don't really want breakfast. You want what's laying next to you. Check it out. My goal is to seduce your soul. Liquefy you with my words. Pour you like grits, then lick you from the bowl. And just to make sure I don't miss you, I'ma take my time and sop you up with a biscuit. Now I know I can't make cakes like yours with Bisquick, so I'ma go slow and stir you up with this dick. This is over easy. It's easy like Sunday morning. I'ma serve you a warm plate of orgasms while your breath still stinks and you're still yawning. Breakfast in bed. I don't need a frying pan for this. The sun is beaming. A hot buttered solstice. I intoxicate you like mimosas. I rise with the speed of Pop-Tarts. Covet your breath like each nipple is covered in jam. The red light just came on. You Krispy Kreme, therefore I am. I don't climb on top of you. When I enter your space, I cinnamon roll. And then I place my chocolate crepe in a place the size of a donut hole. See those other guys, they've been Egg McMuffins. They're empty calories, baby girl. They're nothing. My meals are whole. I scatter, cover, and smother all your sensitive body parts. So many endorphins in your blood, it's like Starbucks for your heart. Sweeter than any cereal made by Post. Syrupy French piss, flavored like French toast. Crack your legs like eggs. Line your stomach and put your hips sunny side up. Now enjoy. As I scramble your brains and pancake my hips into your butts. Now excuse me for being rough, but all omelets need to be beat. And besides, when I subside, you'll be happy to be dripping cream of wheat. I'm an all-star special. So when I hit that grand slam, ain't no need to say thanks, man.
My apologies to you for interrupting your snoring, but this the only way I know how to say good morning. You know how it is. Sometimes in the mornings, man, you gotta get you a good one. She laying there, it's been marinating all night. She looking good. Breath don't smell too good, but she look good. So you gotta get it in. That's the way it's gotta be. The chemist, the juggernaut. Shout out to Esco. Let's go.
Yeah, I had to definitely play that one. It was fitting. It was definitely fitting. All right, so we're back. You know, that was JG. Good morning to Juggernaut. You got an album out right now, Amazon.com. Before that, we played No Bullshit by Chris Brown. And before that, Feeling Noise Group.
Oh.
All right, so
who was the voiceover?
First of all, what did y'all think about that piece right there?
It was hot.
It was hot. It's my two favorite subjects, food and booty.
Yeah, you talk about grits and eating and licking the bone. That was nice.
Oh, man, crazy. So the next question, the last question of the evening, is any kinks. Do you remember the first kink, whether it be multiple, anal, swinger, fetish, any of that? You got any of those stories for me? Black Reporter, you do any kinky stuff in your life? Black Reporter. See, this is why we're talking about. This is what we're talking about. And then you wonder why I play Pants on the Ground. I swear I want to bring that back. I'm going to remix it with Whoop.
I say you bring it back.
Right. I'm going to remix it and technically, it will not be the original. It will be a new version.
Yeah, until you behave himself, because this is just something.
Right. I'm going to remix it with the woo-woo-woo. I'm going to get him. So, any kinks? We have any kinks in the mix? Lady C? Hey, see? Don't get that. I don't do nothing. I don't hear that, Lacey.
Yeah, that's some kinky stuff.
Ooh, like what, Lady C?
Hey, I was quite mature when I received my first vibrator.
Oh.
And it was the old hard white plastic one.
Ooh.
And it came in a bag. It was like a gift in a bag of some things my husband had bought. And I'm like, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? We found out. Although nowadays they are so much better.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, it was just like this big white hard thing. It didn't rotate anything. It just
No. Mm-mm-mm. That just sounds like it was bad.
You couldn't even sneak and use it if you wanted to. Everybody said no.
Wow. It was so loud.
C batteries. You had to have C batteries. And
wow.
And you see in the room.
It was
like,
I know what you're doing. Wow. Okay. What about you, Brick?
Okay, so you want the kinkiest or our first experience with kink?
Yeah, you know, your first experience with kink.
Okay. First experience with kink, I would have to say, was getting a spanking, I think. That was my first experience with, like, actually going to that other side, getting a spanking and enjoying that shit. Just, like, I mean, like, and, like, getting, like, you know, whacked on the ass and, you know, just spanked. Oh, yeah. That was my first experience that I said that I enjoyed. Yeah.
All right, well, first thing that pops in my mind, my first swing party. My first swing party, very simple party. I got there, you know, people was already there, you know, I looked around, nothing was going on, and it was some type of drama going on. Not drama, but it was a one-bedroom apartment, okay. And the one bedroom had a big king size bed in it, and they were shooting a porn clips in there. Amateur porn stars was in there from 3 o'clock that afternoon. It's 11 o'clock at night. They still in there shooting porn clips. Everybody that's for the party is piled up in this little bedroom because they want to see the action, but they're not getting into the action, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I get there and I, you know, get undressed and everything like that. And first off, I had made the flyers for the party. And when I was on my way there, I got on the bus and a gentleman got on the bus and the flyer was hanging out of his pocket. And it actually had my picture on it. Right? It was hanging out of his coat pocket. And I yelled at the top of my lungs, not thinking because I had headphones on. You going to that swinging party? I know that. I'm going to know. The man looked at me so horrified and ran to the back of the bus. And I went back there and I started chatting it up with him. I'm like, I'm going in now. You know, we had to transfer to the train. They got on the train. We get to the stop. He bolted off the train to get to the location before me. You know what I mean? We get to the location, and like I said, I sat down, got changed, or whatever. They still doing their thing, and they still doing their thing in the bedroom, and the guy don't want to tell them to get out, and I'm like, whatever. So he's like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Da 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 da. So nobody want to start nothing. He ain't had no food, so we had to order Domino's. They ate up all the Domino's. These two guys came, ate up all the Domino's. Drunk a whole bottle of liquor and took their bottle of liquor and left. They did that and ate the chicken wings and everything. Nobody got nothing. We was sitting up there munching on Doritos all night. Anyway, the guys that I was on the bus with, and he was the only person I was comfortable with besides the host, and I couldn't do that to him. So I tapped him on, I pulled on his jacket. He looked back with the only annoyed face. I said, "Your nuts stink," just like that. Everybody looked at me like, "What?" And he looked. He was like, "No." I said, "Well, come here and let me find out."
Oh Lord!
I didn't know what else to do. That's how it went down. That's how it went down. My first swing party. Well, come over here and let me find out. Because he was like, you know, he had an attitude. But, you know, I did what I do. And he nutted on my titty. And that was that. I did a couple.
Lord have mercy.
I did a couple more people. But that wasn't the best thing. The best thing was, you know, I did a couple more people. You know, I got a couple of face shoes. The guy got an attitude. He was drunk. And I cursed him out. I said, you can't, my face, what makes you think you can, you know, so he got mad. I'm drunk, I'm sorry. And I got to sit in the chair, and it was my first time being a voyeur. The girl came in from out of town and literally took down the party, and I'm like, she's my hero. I want to be like her when I grow up. So that was my first kink. Try to be. It was crazy. It was crazy enough. That was in April 2008. And here we are, 2012. And my next party is February 25th.
Yep.
Right. Next party is February 25th. So, you know, that was a good thing. Had fun. Had a good time. Yeah. That's the latest kink, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Nothing wrong with that. We got last 12 minutes remaining on the clock. You have been listening to the Boom Boom Room, Crush Grooves. My co-host disappeared. I don't know where he went. His number's there. He's not there. Black reporter. Not a boo, nothing. He's just gone. Anyway.
I'm sorry, I muted myself.
Wow.
I'm here.
So you were sitting there this whole time talking, wasn't you?
Yeah. Running my mouth. Running my mouth.
All right, so Black Reporter, share your latest kinky story.
Well, actually, I haven't ventured into the area of kink too deeply. The closest thing that I could say that I've ventured into kink, I visited a swingers club. And evidently, it wasn't the type of crowd that I would have enjoyed because it was mostly white folks who enjoyed it and everything. And the club actually had three levels to it. The ground level, single men paid $35 at the door. Single women got in free. Couples paid $10, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is normal for a swingers club for that, of that situation. All the food you could eat, there was a serious smorgasbord and everything. And I got in there, and you saw, and there's nothing uglier than white folks naked. I'm serious.
Nothing, all right, Blackboard. Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's not. That's another little topic.
Yeah, this is true. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, seeing them just happily strolling by, naked and everything, and of course there were showers and everything towards the back. You were free to just robe or disrobe as you as your pleasure hit you.
Did you get
it
in?
For me?
Did you get it in?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. You're just
because I didn't see anything that pleased me. You know, I wasn't taking off my clothes for no white folk. But I was being nosy, I guess you could say, and I walked around the first floor and saw it was like a regular club, just no alcohol. People kind of brought in their own alcohol. If you know, it was like in the little carry pack, you know, the old, of course, excuse me, old fashioned crown bag or whatever. And they brought it in with, and the club furnished the mixers and everything. And the situation from there was that you had the disco floor and the DJ at the bottom, and I mean you had all the eats you could want. Then on that first floor, you also had a large playroom.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bedroom. It was a playroom. That's what they called it, a playroom. And there was a bed, but it didn't take up the whole room. So, you know, if you know, there was a part of it where the floor was and everything. And then you went up on the second level, and you had different rooms there. And depending on the type of privacy you wanted, you can go into one of those rooms. And then on the top floor, you had either the what they call the party room, mm-hmm. which is where it was one queen, California queen size, California king size bed, I'm sorry. And that took up the entire room. And with a picture window, you could look in and be a voyeur as to what was happening on the inside and not participate. So I was never lucky enough to see that in action, but I could just imagine. But
okay. We got another caller coming in from the 786-262.
Hey,
you're on Phone Fantasy Radio. Is that who that is?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I know that voice.
Hi.
How you doing?
What's going on? I'm catching y'all a little late, so I don't know what the topic is about. I'm trying to catch y'all a little earlier.
Uh-huh. 805-830-8320. Sorry, Lee.
Remember that number. Oh, yeah, I got it.
What's up, Lee? We haven't heard you
What's
in years.
What's up? I know. I'm good. What's the topic tonight? What y'all got going on?
You came at the final end, remembering your first kink, whether it be
first.
Anal, multiple, swingers, a fetish, you know, stuff out the
ordinary. Oh, wow.
You know, multiple, threesome.
That sounds like it would be good.
Gang,
oh, wow.
Orgy.
Bruh, I pled the fifth on the first time, okay?
You pled the fifth? Your first?
Yeah.
My first kink? Wow.
Your first kink.
Jesus. And give me the choices?
You can give us anything. Well, first we do that, we, you know, time is winding down, but we might end up going to overtime.
As
sorry,
always.
I got a cold. 805-830-8320. You can call up and listen to the show. This is the Boom Boom Groom or Crush Groove. I just want to remind people that we'll be back here next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for, what's next week? Next week is Spoken Memoirs, Freestyle Thursday. You write poetry, you want to come recite some poems, you're a rapper, you could come and spit some raps or whatever they call them. And we're playing the best music yesterday. Right, you know, just come and just, it's a free show. We're going to have a nice playlist and all that good stuff. Okay, so we're talking about kinks, you know, first time you tried anal. If you had threesome, fingers, fetish, all that good stuff.
What about role playing? I can't tell you about my first thing, but I can tell you about my next one.
No, we want to hear about your first one. Why can't you tell us about your first one?
Because that's hard to remember. It was a long time ago.
All right.
Okay.
We'll make an exception. Only because y'all are both now.
Oh, it's one of those old folks. What are you trying to say?
Hey, watch who you call it old.
All right, if you can't remember the first time, can you remember the best time? That's the next option.
The best time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. How about I tell you this? Let's just say I was tricked.
Those are the best ones.
Intriguing.
Say I was tricked.
Those are the best ones.
Just to say my girlfriend had a girlfriend and I didn't know. I thought it was her roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tricked into a show.
which I would not participate in. So, but that was short lived because they ended up breaking up. But I had no idea. Basically, I had no idea that was her girlfriend. I thought they were roommates, they were friends. I was dating one chick. It was in college. I was 81 chick, and then she disappeared. I met the friend. We were friends also. But then the girl disappeared. I don't know what happened to her. She was exchanging from Jamaica. I ended up dating her friend, not realizing that they were still communicating, and ended up realizing that they were not just best friends. They were lovers. So, yeah.
And oh, you were playing both ends of the candy stick.
I basically got played, really. To be honest with you, I got played. I can admit that I got played because I thought I was playing, but got played. They both knew that I was gonna end up talking to the other girlfriend too, basically. So we were close, we were cool. Because one chick disappeared, I didn't really care. I was like, I didn't give a damn. So.
Thanks.
Ended up going to the crib, and they were living together. So.
Oh, shit.
Needless to say, yeah, that opened up a whole other world of different things, but that's a whole other story.
A whole other show.
I think Miami is just it's in the water for bisexual women. I don't know what it is.
All right, we're going to go ahead and bring in the next caller, 646-305.
Oh, my God.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. What's your name?
Charisma.
Hey, Charisma.
Hi, guys.
You got any kinky stories for us, Charisma?
Well, what is the topic for tonight? And you just go put it out there.
Tonight we're sharing our kinky stories. The last question of the night, if you remember your first kink, you remember the first time you tried anal or multiples, swingers, fetish, anything like that?
I remember my first threesome. It was me and my boyfriend and a girlfriend of mine. It was fun. We had fun. It was nice.
It was nice. Who suggested it?
Yeah. I did. Well, it was something he wanted, and like I say, if I don't give it to him, somebody else would. But it ended up turning out to be nice, and we continued to do it until we broke up.
Okay. Oh, y'all broke up.
How did it go?
She came over. Did she know what she was coming into?
We had talked about it. Well, I talked to her about it because it was one of my best friends, and we was friends for like 17 years, and we still friends to this day. But I went to her and talked to her about it, and she was down for it, and we done it. So that's the person we continued to do it with. It. And me and him broke up, but me and her are still friends.
Good.
I know what they're going to do.
Who said, who is that?
No, I was asking if I could break in here for a second. Because I was going to say, believe it or not, Nightline did a story on this last night. Did a story on polyamory. Not polygamy or anything like that, but polyamory.
Polyamory.
In words, yeah. More than one love.
Pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground, with the bird in your mouth, hat turned sideways, pants hit the ground.
Yes, because you interrupt Paula to talk about something that got nothing to do about nothing.
This has nothing to do
with a threesome. The girl's telling us about her threesome experience, and you come with left field with
Well, she did say that was like one of her closest friends. So
now, okay, friend. That was a close friend.
And
but
her boyfriend.
He got married,
so.
But they wasn't going together. You get what I'm saying? What he's talking about is based on relationships.
Okay, but did you continue the situation just, with your close friend? Were you and your close friend still intimate after the breakup?
Yeah, we hooked up like 3-4 times before I actually left.
I know what I'm saying. Are you and your close friends still hooking up?
No, not now because we're not in the same town. But just as sure if we get together, we will, yeah. We still talking.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Y'all still, without the boyfriend, y'all still hook up.
Yeah,
you
we
mean,
still
y'all
hook
still
up.
Have sex with each other?
After me and the boyfriend broke up, yeah, before I left town, we did, yeah.
You and the girl still have sex with each other?
Yeah, yeah.
And you see, that's what
an emotional thing?
Yeah,
just
but sexual? You break off in the middle of the girl talking to talk about
but
something
no,
on that
we
line.
Was just, like I said, we still friends. We, you know, we still do us at the end of the day. We still, you know, most people can't say that they're still friends, but we're still friends to this day. We still call, we still talk. You know, we can see each other. We would see each other, but like I said, I'm not where she's at right now. So we just talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. I still feel that I deserve
pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. Looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
I still feel that way. I'm not going to change it. I will not be moved. Huh?
Mm. And normally, when I do go off the deep end, I don't have my defenders up. But this time, I have my defenders.
Right, but it wasn't about you going off the deep end. It was about the fact that she was telling her story, and you kept talking over. You still
okay.
The deep. You're like, wait a minute, wait
my
a minute.
Apologies.
Let her finish her story. Let the sentence end before you say, wait a minute.
My apologies.
You know, let the thought finish. That's
okay.
That's what it really is about. Anyway,
okay.
Any other kinks going on? Anybody want to share real quick? Because we're in overtime. You can share your kinky winkies. Any threesomes? Nobody else have threesomes out here?
I have threesomes with husband and wives, if that counts.
That's being a swinger.
Yep, I don't see how that works.
And that happened last year, so that's recently.
Okay.
But.
Oh.
And how was it for you?
Yeah, it was great. It was fun.
I killed
it.
Did the girl participate?
No, the guy actually played. You know, the girl, me and the girl, we played, and then the guy, well, he watched me and her play, and then he played with us, so it was fun.
That's usually how that works. Unless somebody
yeah.
Can double team.
And then we double team him. So, and then that's
just what I'm saying.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, Lord.
Double team. Oh, right now. Now we
get
so
oh, Lord.
It was fun. It was exciting.
Now we get it, so we're a double team.
Yeah, we did that, but. You know, that happened last year.
All right. We've been sharing in the Boom Boom Room. It's after hours right now. We have Black Reporter.
I'm here.
Boom Boom Destroyer. We have Lady C from Baton Rouge. We got Buddha from Miami, right? Florida. We got Charisma representing Brooklyn, and we have Pastor Brick representing Brooklyn. Right, there we go. Shout out to the 228.
The 228's in the house, and she's not saying a word. I'm gonna get her.
Well, I didn't bring her on. I didn't know if she wanted to come on. She never pressed it once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But to,
you can
know,
press that one.
I keep, you know, bringing people or undoing people, unmuting people, and then they don't say nothing. So I guess I'm not going to do that. If you want to talk, you got to press one.
Yeah. Q28, press that one.
228.
I'm here. I've just been silently observing.
What's your name, 228?
This is Niecy.
Hi, Niecy.
Hi.
Hello, everyone.
You know who it is, Trust.
I know.
Hi, Niecy. Hi, Crazy.
Hey, you know, Niecy, you're going to have to share with us some kink. I know you got some kink in you, girl.
Share with us. I don't have any kink.
You got something to share with us. Come on.
I don't have any kink.
No multiples, no anal, nothing.
Well, I've had a few of each.
I don't have no kink.
Uh-oh, innocent tag going bye-bye.
Do you need water?
Right.
Innocent tag going bye-bye.
You need water?
You know you have you need water? So, share with us your first anal experience.
Ooh.
My first, it was very painful. I don't think it was done right. I mean, we did they told us, like, different things that we should use and everything like that with, like, the Vaseline, the baby oil, the stuff that you can buy. So I was like, well, okay, well, we'll just get the, you know, shit, we already got the Vaseline, so we'll just use the Vaseline. It's already here. It was just, like, very painful. And I think maybe it was because I was closed-minded to the fact of it actually happening. But it was like years before I even attempted it again.
Right. I hear you in the background. Ooh.
You could relax your muscles, huh?
I was about to say that relaxing your muscles don't work. I mean, it doesn't work.
That shouldn't have been the first thing you tried to do.
We can't get cold. We gotta run it out.
That should have been the last thing you did. I think I'm already excited and everything.
Are we an expert, Buddha?
No, we're not expert. I'm just saying.
Just suggestion?
Probably will have a few orgasms, you know, and just been a little more loose and relaxed. When you focus on it as the first thing your mind is focused on, especially if you're not ready for it. Of course it's gonna hurt.
How can you prepare yourself to get ready for that though? I mean,
yeah. If you've came a few times and your head is on something else, you're not thinking about it. You're not focused on it. You're not like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. No. You're like, ooh, yeah, my God, yeah, uh-huh. You're a little more excited and focused on something else rather than all the taboos with it.
So,
I'm just saying.
You just saying. Sound like it's fine.
I know. Look.
Nah,
look,
I read it somewhere.
Anal coach.
You read it somewhere. Ooh, no, you didn't.
I read it somewhere. I do a lot of reading, you know.
Yeah.
We know that, Buddha.
It's right there.
Anybody else on the panel tried anal? Can remember their first time? How was your first time?
Nice. Well, we used the KY. You know, we used the real stuff. So it was fun.
Lube. You said, yeah, we used the real stuff. How you gonna put it like that? We used the real stuff.
I know, right?
I wasn't trying that bad stuff. I read about it, but I wasn't trying that stuff. That stuff looked like it hurt. But it hurt it before he got it in. But after it got in, girl, you go to heaven.
Once you get past the pain.
Yeah, once you get past the pain, you go to heaven.
In other words, after the first time, it's all downhill.
I got hooked.
Right, it's fun.
No.
I don't want to find no more blood in my panties. My first time, it was blood in the front. The second time, I needed it to be blood in the back. Oh, good. I got a very, low tolerance. Very low tolerance for pain. I mean, I hit my toe, I want to cry. I'm good. That's, you know. But, you know, sometimes the sex be so good, you just want to take it to the next level. I swear, I do. It be so good. Yes. That's what he was just telling her about.
That's exactly
That's
what I was saying.
That's the same thing he was just explaining to her.
That's
yes,
exactly.
So. But the thing is,
I'm glad somebody understood what I was saying.
Right. Since he put the tip there, it's like, okay, never mind. And you go there, girl. And you don't stop. Once you get there to go there, you don't stop it.
Right, once you get to that point, it's like a crazy stage.
Anything goes.
Be excited, young. Yeah, you don't stop.
I do the pussy lock. I ain't that bold. I ain't got it in me.
And see, I'm like, I don't have a tolerance for pain at all. So, I mean, it's like my little first ounce of pain, I'm like, this is not for me to get that. You know?
You know what it was, though, for me? It's not even about the pain. It's about the embarrassment. In my mind, it's like him going in there and coming out. And it says
butt
butter.
Yeah.
That butt butter.
I
it's like that butt butter. You know, like.
That butt butter. Oh, Lord.
I guess that of him going in and all that coming out with him.
Wow. Come on now.
Not the leftover.
This is not the family article.
This is part of the anatomy. This is what happened. Like, what you mean? Oh, no. Why? How you you wanted to go out there to begin with.
You have, like, that's everybody's experience.
Well, I don't know if that's everybody's experience.
Like, that's what they got
I'm
to look for.
I'm not saying this. That is everybody's experience. But I'm just saying that's part of our society. So I understand also when this is coming from,
I mean,
thinking about it. Not ready for it. That's like, but like I said, it's fun once you get it started, man. Once you start it, it's on and pop. You don't stop. Listen. I see y'all both just laying ass out naked.
Folks,
it's only possible. But you gotta know the guy.
Sound
but
like,
also, he got the guy got to know what he's doing.
Hold
you can't just do that with anybody.
Sound like you've been converted.
Hold on. Wait a minute. We got kids in the background. We got a lot of noise going on. It sounded real busy. So, one person at a time. What announcement you got? Black Reporter, the show is over. What announcement you got?
I was here to say, I think we've gone past the point of no return.
That's your
we
big announcement?
We have gone past, huh?
That was your big announcement? To state the obvious? Really? Okay. All right, you know, is that what Culture Vote Black Reporter? All right. Well, I'm not going to talk about it no more. I done grossed everybody out. Everybody done got quiet on me now, so.
You said quiet. I didn't know you
said
quiet.
No, I'm just saying.
You
I grossed
quiet
myself
then.
Out.
You know I'm not going to be quiet.
Myself out. Now I got this vision.
You know,
all the shit going in and coming out.
This is the vision I have. A whole bunch of things. You know, like, I don't know, like, it's just like I'm not going to be able to control it. It's like,
wow.
You know, this is what's in my mind. Just, I gotta try to be loose. It's painful. Then I gotta try to hold it in.
I like that.
It's just too much work. And then I'm trying to come. Oh, come on. That's just too much work. I'm trying to get pleasure out of it. I don't know. Then you hitting things.
Hitting
that for
us.
Quick, we need some guidance.
How should Pastor Brick, can you guide us?
Yeah.
We got a pastor on here?
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, boy, look at here.
Not
really. Not really.
No,
Michael
Porter. Well, actually.
Mine. We got a pastor on the phone?
Not really.
We got a pastor on the phone?
We do have a
Oh, yeah,
man
did.
Of God.
Y'all just put the gasoline dogs on me, girl. Don't do that.
I know that.
What?
That's the name of this show.
I'm going to my draw right now. What?
That's
and I got
the name
I, of and
show.
The holy candles.
Gasoline dogs.
don't play with my motion like that.
I'm just saying. This is Phone Fantasy Radio, y'all. Y'all know what might happen.
You said pastor, I was like, whoa.
Look, I caught that and ain't hear nothing else.
Hey, you exactly. Everything went blurred, pastor.
Everything got quiet, man. Courage. You know, it's a big one.
We're not talking about nothing weak. We talking about like something like Jack.
Yeah, exactly. Shit, you got that something that you can't see through. A dark liquid.
Exactly.
You gotta have something like that.
You know what just came to mind? Ambersaw. Who pressing buttons?
I don't know.
Ambersaw.
Hell no.
Why not?
Ambersaw.
That ain't gonna work.
I just thought about that. Hell no.
You know that ain't gonna work. What the hell Ambersaw gonna
do? That kind of mind question.
I guess it's not just for your tooth, huh?
Huh?
That ain't gonna work.
I don't think it'll work.
No, it can't.
Chris, how about you try it and tell us about it?
I said, how about you try it and tell us about it? I
always try it.
I listen now.
Oh, well, yeah, you should dookie before then, too.
I don't know, but I'm about to take it on my last.
I know that right with them buttons.
Okay, mm-hmm. I have tried it. I really have. And I only get as far as half of the head. Not even a full mushroom. I get half of the mushroom.
Oh, come on.
And then I let it slip out, and they fucking my thighs.
And,
yeah. It's, you know.
Then that means it don't work.
Come on, yo.
Yeah, I know.
Who's getting annoying?
Who is that?
I have no idea.
Whose phone is that? Check your phone.
It's like a kid playing with the phone.
There are no damn kids in this house here.
ain't none of this cell phone.
All right. So,
also, yeah, take a crap before you do it, too.
But he still got that feeling. That's what's killing me. I still have that feeling. I may not.
Then you might as well give yourself an enema.
Yeah, if you could take an enema, you could do it.
No, it's not even about that. What I'm just saying is, I'm gonna still have that gut feeling that I have to go to the bathroom.
That's why you do it before. That would probably be natural, considering what you're doing.
Right. It may
that's
even
a side effect.
Come out.
You gotta crap before you do it.
I understand
you
that.
You do have to crap before you do it.
I understand that.
All right.
It's all about your breathing and controlling your muscles.
This is how I'm
breathing.
It's too much.
Is that professional telling us what to do?
I have had anal sex before. I ain't ashamed to say it. Yes, I have had it. And it's quite pleasurable if you do it right. The first time is you got to get the breathing exercise
what
down until you learn how to control those muscles. Then the back. But after you do it for a while, it comes easy. Your muscles are automatically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it. The first time is difficult.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, I'm scarred. It's like,
why are you scared? Now, if you don't trust the person you're with, it's not going to work.
It's not even about trusting him. Like, it's just things that's out of our control. Like, ripping. I swear it's going to rip.
You feeling a tear?
It may not be a tear, but this is what's going on in my head. You know, I got all
these. You need to practice first. Practice with a finger first.
You build up to that. You don't just go straight with the penis.
You build up. There you go. You try other things. You build up.
Right. They say the butt plugs, that's what those are for. The train. They have different sizes of butt plugs.
Butt plugs are really for discipline.
Right, but it's supposed to help train you as well. You know,
okay, what you could do, Crush, get him to try a finger first. And then have them gradually go up to two
right.
fingers.
Right, I had the finger, and I feel
and
like
you can take two. Oh, gosh. Now, if you got shit up your ass in your system, it's not going to work.
It's not about
gonna pull your finger out with some shit on his finger.
It just has the feeling of it. Like, oh, stop. You're going to make me pee. Oh,
y'all in the area.
Thank you.
Y'all in the area, I don't even delve in.
So y'all say?
On the ground, pants on the ground.
Get the right chick, y'all delve.
Oh, my supporter! Why you had to say something? Now I'm thinking of the beaded sweat with the dickies on the floor with the set of keys.
Wow.
You know what?
And
oh, you're wrong.
For their life. And she's talking about...
You're wrong.
Oh.
He got the beads of sweat on his forehead. Come on.
You see how long she is?
Just like that guy said, I'm sorry.
That is me, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what?
Oh my God. We took this boom boom room to a whole nother boom. For real. They're going to have to
listen
to the archives. Y'all are insane. And it's all y'all fault. I'm the only sick one on here. Sorry, folks.
Excuse me.
I apologize. Right. I'm the only one sane on here. I said it right. I apologize to all our listeners who listen to the show and has been offended or just felt some type of way. It really was not my fault. These people are insane.
The clock is running. Wait until she blames it on me.
You know, I wasn't going to blame it on you, but since you said something, always got to say something, Dr. Porter. You can never just let it go. See, this is what
that's
the definition of insanity. To do the same thing over and over again and expect
different results.
All right. We did fun. Thank you, Buddha. Thank you, Lady C. Thank you, Brick. Thank you, Charisma. Thank you, Nisi, for tuning in. But it's time for me to go because I need to cough. I can't talk no more. My voice is sounding horrible. I sound like Black Reporter right now. I can't even laugh.
What time does it take? Every moment of second, you don't see?
I got to laugh from my back of my stomach, like, just to get a ha ha out.
Oh, God.
You ready for me to close up?
We'll take something. Close it off.
I don't know what to try. We'll try some tea. And like, yeah.
You ready for me to close it up?
Sure, buddy.
You ready for me to close it up? Okay.
Sure,
what
buddy.
Time there was has ceased to be. This is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow's here. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything we played, not go over and tell that one. And if you want to hear something we played, or if you do want to hear something we didn't play, send your request to phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you with the music next week, next Thursday. And once again, as always, you are in. And LaCrush and Black Reporter. Howdy.
Later. All right, folks. Tuesday.
Bye.
10 p.m. I mean, why did you say 10
p.m.? Y'all have a good one.
Tuesday, 9 p.m. We're going to be right back here on Phone Fantasy Radio, the adult zone with LaCrush and Black Reporter. We're talking about self-help on Tuesday. Remember to go to the phone fantasyradio.com and enter to win $25. you know. So we got contests going on. We got big plans for 2012. You know, stay tuned. Thank you, everybody.
Thank y'all.
Now it's peace out.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night,
everybody. Good night.